This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The top U.S. diplomat visits Mexico and Canada on a virtual trip. AP correspondent Mike Gracia.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken made his first visits to the two closest neighbors of the United States Friday. In virtual visits because of the pandemic, Blinken met with his counterparts from Mexico and Canada.
We had broad-ranging discussions.
The meetings covered economic issues, climate change, and the fight against COVID-19, though the Biden administration has begun processing the asylum claims of about 25,000 migrants who had been kept in Mexico by the Trump administration. Blinken had a blunt message for others not already in the system.
You will not be able to come into the United States.
President Biden and Mexico's president are scheduled to hold their own virtual meeting Monday. Mike Gracia, Washington.
The Biden administration is defending the U.S. military airstrikes in Syria as legal and appropriate, saying they took out facilities that house valuable capabilities used by Iranian-backed militia groups to attack American and allied forces in Iraq. With reporters on Air Force One, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says the U.S. hopes to address tensions with Iran on a diplomatic level, including discussions on the nuclear deal scuttled by the previous administration.
The United States is open to having a diplomatic conversation, to sitting at the table and having that discussion with our P5+1 partners, as well as the Iranians. We are not going to take steps to ease sanctions. We have not put that on the table. So right now, the Europeans have issued an invitation, and we're waiting to hear back.
And Pentagon spokesperson John Kirby said members of Congress were notified before the Thursday strikes that destroyed 9 facilities and heavily damaged 2 other facilities. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Pentagon spokesperson John Kirby again saying members of Congress were notified before an airstrike at and 2 other facilities. Now, according to a declassified U.S. intelligence assessment released on Friday, Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman approved an operation to capture or kill dissident journalist Jamal Khashoggi, who was murdered in 2018. Khashoggi, a U.S. resident who wrote opinion columns for the Washington Post, critical of the Crown Prince's policies, was killed and dismembered by a team of operatives linked to the Crown Prince and the Kingdom's consulate in Istanbul. Riyadh has denied any involvement by the Crown Prince, Saudi Arabia's de facto ruler, in declassifying the report. U.S. President Joe Biden reversed his predecessor Donald Trump's refusal to release it in defiance of the 2019 law, reflecting a new U.S. willingness to challenge the Kingdom on issues from human rights to the war in Yemen. U.S. health advisors have endorsed a one-dose COVID-19 vaccine from Johnson & Johnson that is expected to provide an easier-to-use option to fight the pandemic. The panel of Food and Drug Administration experts ruled Friday that J&J's vaccine protected against COVID-19 and should be made available for adults. The FDA said in a statement it will quickly follow the recommendation and make J&J's shots the third vaccine authorized for emergency use, and the U.S. shipments of the few million doses could begin as early as Monday. More shots are urgently needed to stay ahead of a mutating virus that has killed more than 500,000 Americans. The U.S. House has approved a $1.9 trillion pandemic relief bill in a win for President Joe Biden, but even as Democrats savor the major step, party leaders are trying to assure progressives that they'll revive their derailed drive to boost the minimum wage. The bill, which passed early Saturday on a near-party line vote, flushes cash to individuals, businesses, and states battered by COVID-19, now goes to the U.S. Senate. Democrats there seem bent on resuscitating their minimum wage push, and other fights could erupt, too. Democrats say the still failing of faltering economy and rampaging virus demand action, but Republicans call the legislation bloated and partisan. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.